At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
NFL draft season is just a few months away, and speculation is going crazy. Everyone's coming out with these mock drafts. Vikings are selecting this player. They're drafting a quarterback. They're trading back into the first round and taking this guy. They're trading up to number two and picking this player. The Chicago Bears and Caleb Williams might be having a difficult time coming to an agreement, because he is the consensus number one overall pick. But it sounds like Williams doesn't want to play in Chicago, according to Colin Cowherd and his camp. So lots of fun speculation, lots of fun conversations are happening. And Benjamin Lieber has made some noise with some Vikings speculation. He said, "If my money is on an absolute bet right now, it would be Vikings getting back into the late first round to take Penix." Now, Ben Lieber has a little inside knowledge because he works for the Minnesota Vikings radio network. Now, that tells me that he's not coming with nothing. He has a little something-something here. And O'Connell and Kwesi were just at senior day. They watched him perform. They watched Bo Nix perform as well. And here's my takeaway on the whole thing. I want the Minnesota Vikings to make a splashy move and go get that number two overall pick and draft Drake May or Caleb Williams. I want the Minnesota Vikings to get a high quality NFL starting quarterback that can replace Kirk Cousins, and there's no guessing. Michael Penix Jr., there's a little guessing with Michael Penix Jr. He's got a rifle of an arm. This guy has a cannon, and he's a lefty, and he played at Washington, and he carried Washington. Now, there's something to be said about players in college that don't play for super high-end programs. Patrick Mahomes played for Texas A&M. Josh Allen, who knows where he played. You know, you go throughout the league, and most of the best quarterbacks in the league didn't play for the top five programs in the country. And Washington was not a top five program to start the year. They became one because of their receiver and Michael Penix Jr. So that tells me that Penix can put the team on his back. And it's not the worst option. But, and of course, there's the C.J. Strouds of the world that played at Ohio State, but then there's the Bryce Youngs of the world that play at Alabama. And there's a bunch of those guys. Tua played at Alabama, but is he really a superstar, game, franchise-changing quarterback? I don't think so. I'm sure the Miami Dolphins would move off of Tua in a second if they could get a superstar quarterback to throw the ball to Tyreek Hill. And Tua can't throw the ball in the wintertime if he has to go to a cold AFC destination. So, Michael Penix, he's got the cannon, he's got the arm, he's got the arm strength, but he doesn't give me that superstar excitement that the Minnesota Vikings would have if they drafted Drake May or Caleb Williams. Now, I get that quarterbacks can bust all over the draft. There's no guarantee in that if the Vikings trade up to a number three overall pick that Drake May or Caleb Williams or Jaden Daniels would succeed as the starting quarterback in the league. Look at Trey Lance, for example. The 49ers gave up a haul for him. And he stinks. He can't play. They traded him within a few years because they would rather start Brock Purdy, the last pick in the NFL draft, Mr. Irrelevant, over Trey Lance. And there's plenty of players like Lamar Jackson, selected at the end of the first round, that have become NFL superstars and two-time MVPs. So you can look at both sides of the equation. And you can also look at the side of the equation that says, well, the Minnesota Vikings need a lot of help defensively. So maybe the call is to draft a defensive tackle or a cornerback with the 11th overall pick. They spend a little capital to draft Michael Penix at the end of the first round. And you fill two needs in the first round instead of trading everybody. All first-round picks in the future. All first-round picks right now. Second-round picks, third-round picks to get into the top three. And who knows what kind of quarterback you're drafting. So it's really, you got to choose. Because there's no guarantee either way. You know, if the Vikings trade up and get the number two overall pick and they draft a superstar quarterback, everybody's going to praise the Minnesota Vikings general manager and head coach and ownership for doing so. But if they trade up, draft the number two quarterback in the draft, and he sucks, they're going to get fired. That's the nature of the business. It's Monday morning quarterback. But if they draft a player at number 11, they trade to get Michael Penix Jr., well, the Minnesota Vikings were playing chess, not checkers, if those guys really pan out. But if they don't, they're going to get fired for not trading up in the top three. And nobody really knows how players are going to transition into the NFL. That's why you see so many busts. Do you really think, knowing what the Panthers know now, that they would trade up everything to get Bryce Young? Do you think that they would select C.J. Stroud instead of Bryce Young this instant? I get that the Houston Texans have a better coaching staff. The Panthers head coach got fired, Frank Reich, within the first half of the season. But you look at Stroud's potential, you look at his arm, you look at what he did to the Texans, who were miserable the year before. And of course they would rather have him than Bryce Young right now. That's just the nature of the business. It's the way it goes. But if I'm throwing all my chips on the table, I want a superstar quarterback. And maybe Michael Penix Jr. is it, but I want a top three pick. And I want one of those superstar guys, one of those players that can step in and overcome the deficiencies that the defense has because he's so freaking good. You look at Patrick Mahomes. He's in another Super Bowl. He is overcoming the deficiencies of the Kansas City wide receivers because he's just that good. And the Chiefs defense has really stepped up. But Patrick Mahomes is a big reason, the biggest reason. And now he's making an argument that he's the best player ever to put on an NFL uniform. So it's really pick your poison and pray that you get lucky. That's the way it works. But if I'm picking my poison, I'm drafting a top three guy, Jaden McDaniels plays for the Timberwolves, Drake May, or Caleb Williams. That's just my choice. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Minnesota Tim Podcast. If you're watching on YouTube, please hit that subscribe button in the bottom right-hand corner of the screen. If you're listening on Apple or Spotify, please rate, review, and follow this podcast wherever you're listening to this podcast. Everyone, take care and have a great day.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.